Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. It is Friday. Chic and Good Times, the drummer Tony Thompson. With a birthday, well, he passed away. Born on this day, though, back in 1954. He died in November of 2003. Tony Thompson, the drummer, Chic. Born on this day. In Good Times. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up on the end of the third hour. But first, we talk with Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of the great book, Who's Counting? And you can find more at heritage.org. Hans, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me on.
Wonderful to talk to you once again. Peace at foxnews.com. Bizarre federal court ruling halts Indiana efforts to clean up voter rolls. Now, we've heard about these efforts in certain states, legally mandated in Georgia and Ohio and elsewhere. Tell us what was happening here in Indiana.
Well, Indiana had put in they were trying to put in a program to find individuals who were registered to vote, not just in Indiana, but also in other states. And if, in fact, they were now living in those other states, then they Indiana officials wanted to take them off the rolls in Indiana so they couldn't vote twice. And listen, we've got a database, a voter fraud database, the Heritage Foundation, where I work, where we put in proven cases of voter fraud from around the country. And we've got numerous cases in there of individuals taking advantage of the fact that, you know, the states, there's no national database, voter registration database. The states do it themselves. And we've got numerous cases of people who were registered in more than one state and voted illegally in more than one state. Before Indiana could even put its new procedures in place, they got sued by, you know, the usual suspects, including the League of Women Voters. And in what I couldn't label as other than a bizarre opinion, a temporary injunction was issued saying, nope, Indiana, you can't take people off your rolls when you find out they're registered in other states. And, you know, what's amazing about it is that the judges went to great lengths to try to justify why it would be valid for somebody to be registered in two states at the
right
same time. I mean, it just makes no sense. And then the judge at the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, who was a Clinton appointee, said, and of course, No one would take advantage of this and vote in more than one place, which is such a departure from reality. I just couldn't believe it when I was reading it.
And, you know, the judges essentially say, they'll only vote in one place. Don't worry. I moved actually like 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago. So right as the 16 primary was going on from Illinois to Michigan, and I had to kind of jumped through some hoops to figure out what I was supposed to do because I had missed the Michigan deadline to register, but I didn't technically live in Illinois anymore. So where was I supposed to vote? Phone calls and emails, and eventually figured it out. But it's not always very simple and cut and dry about what people are supposed to do. So to trust them to do the right thing in all circumstances and not give states the ability to sort of clean things up seems silly.
No, it is. And in particular, you know, one of the things the court said was, well, you need written confirmation from the person that that they've moved, as if you've got to actually get a letter from the voter telling you you've moved. Well, that's not required under federal law, under voter law, National Voter Registration Act. Look, if when you move to another state and you register to vote, you have to fill out a written form in which you're declaring that you're now a resident of that state and therefore eligible to vote. And it's that form, that a copy of which will often get sent back to your old state, because I don't know if you recall this, but in every state, the form down at the bottom has a space where it asks you, are you registered someplace else?
Mm-hmm.
And state officials use that. They're supposed to use that. They don't always do. They're supposed to use that to send that written notice back to your old state. That's what Indiana was relying on in trying to take people off the rolls. Like I said, this is just a dumb opinion. I'm hopeful Indiana will appeal it, and you know, it may get to the U.S. Supreme Court, and hopefully the Supreme Court will say, no, Indiana can take these duplicate voters off the rolls.
And it's always a process, Hans, right? I mean, it's not just, yeah, oh, this person didn't vote or this person. I mean, I remember reading about, I think, the Ohio case, you know, where you didn't vote in six straight elections, and we sent you three or four postcards, and you didn't respond to that. And even if you still wanted to vote, you could with a provisional ballot. So there were all, correct, these safeguards in place. It's not just they're throwing thousands off. It doesn't work that way.
No, that's exactly right. And that's what's often missing in, frankly, the media reports. I mean, you've actually gotten that exactly right. And remember, you know, we're talking about Ohio because that's a case that actually did go
right
all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. All these progressive groups protested, saying, oh, you can't take these people off the rolls. That went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court last year said, no. That's a perfectly legitimate way of trying to clean up your voter rolls.
Hans von Spakovsky, find his work at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and also over at foxnews.com. Bizarre federal court ruling halts Indiana efforts to clean up voter rolls. We'll see more attacks on election integrity from this point forward. 2020 is just around the corner. Hans, I'm sure we'll talk again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
That's Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation and heritage.org. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Back to wrap up this edition of the Steve Gruber Show next. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve.
People still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.